The Association for Federal Information Resources Management, better known as AFIRM, devoted its April lunch meeting to a discussion of putting citizens at the center of government. Yesterday's panel discussion in the Marvin Center at George Washington University was moderated by Dave McClure, Associate Administrator at the General Services Administration.
As the person that's leading citizen engagement at GSA, I recognize how important this is for us and our agencies to get the message out effectively, to get engagement right, to get participation right, not to think of these as watchwords or as fads or as compliance things, but this is just the way the world is operating now. We've got to wake up and smell the bacon.
Jenny Snall is Director of the Division of eHealth Marketing at the National Center for Health Marketing on detail to the GSA from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. She heads up an interesting section on the CDC website devoted to health information.
So one of the things I've spent a lot of my last 4 years at CDC doing is convincing people, why are we doing this? Why are we spending our tax dollars this way? It's a much easier sell today than it was 4 years ago. But the bottom line is, this is where people are. And if people are getting their information out in the social atmosphere, that's where we have to be. So if they're getting information about STDs and Second Life, if they're talking about how to quit smoking on mobile phones, if they're in blogs talking about which vaccinations to get their kids, that's where we have to be. It's certainly where the commercial entities are. We have to be there, too, as government, not with a regurgitation of all our information verbatim, top to bottom, but being there with those salient points and bringing back folks kind of to, I call it the mothership, the website for more information if they want more detail.
Amanda Emich is Director of New Media for the Agriculture Department. She told the AFIRM lunch crowd about Apps for Healthy Kids, a contest to develop a means to promote better eating.
Apps for Healthy Kids is built upon a data set that we released in December onto data.gov, which is the 1,000 most common foods and their nutritional values. The idea is that we target the audience between tweens especially and parents who are the nutritional gatekeepers to try to develop games and apps respectively for those audiences. And we didn't arrive at this on our own. We engaged with stakeholders early in the game. And with the great help of the White House OSTP office, we brought in gaming experts, entertainment experts, people in the nutrition field to help us actually design the contest. So not the games and the apps, but actually figure out what's the right thing to ask. We had never done this before, uncharted territory.
Emich says the Apps for Healthy Kids contest continues on the USDA website through this summer so schools can use the program in their healthy eating classes. And then there's Liz Olmo, Director of Strategic Requirements, Capabilities, and Assessment with the Office of Policy and Strategic Planning with the Department of Homeland Security.
I'm in the wrong place. I'm not an expert. I have a deep secret. I don't have a Twitter account. Never used one. No one in our shop is IT-oriented. I'm a policy analyst.
Yay!
Hence the term, an adventure into Wonderland, because we had no idea what we were getting into.
And with that self-deprecating introduction, Olmo proceeded to describe her experience being part of the team that conducted one of the most groundbreaking efforts in citizen engagement on behalf of a federal agency that's reassessing its policies and programs top to bottom.
The Quadrennial Homeland Security Review is a short burst, intensive activity that the Department of Homeland Security will be engaging in every 4 years. So this was our first attempt at just doing the report. We had been given a mandate by Congress to engage our stakeholders. Now, if anyone has had any interaction with Homeland Security, our stakeholders consist of not only the 22 components within the department, it includes Department of Justice, Commerce, DOD, across the interagencies, state and local, and by state and local I mean governors, firefighters, sheriffs. We were told to reach out to our academics and to the public.
This is the first time that such review had been mandated since the creation of DHS in the year following the 9/11 attacks. Olmo says three different strategies for conducting the review were considered and then thrown out. Instead, DHS got help from the National Academy of Public Administration, a D.C.-based good government nonprofit think tank. NAPA encouraged DHS to conduct the fact and opinion gathering stage of the QHSR as a three-phase wiki in which stakeholders were invited to participate directly in three dialogues, commenting and refining recommendations that eventually ended up in the QHSR final report.
It wasn't one time, put it up there, quickly, you know, put your feet in the water and walk away. We actually really gave ourselves a lot of pain by doing three dialogues, iterative, 3 weeks apart from each other, which was actually more painful for poor NAPA, who had to figure out how they were going to do this for us. The point of that was how we got to transparency with all of our stakeholders. They saw us change. They saw us change our minds. They saw us change our content, and they felt like they were actually engaged.
Liz almost says the mantra for NAPA and the DHS team was engage early, engage often, and share the results.
We didn't get it right the first time exactly, okay? We had a very limited set of content, but what we did do is we learned. And the next dialogue was different, and the next dialogue was different. We kept iterating and listened to our people and changed. And frankly, we got a lot of comments about that. We kept getting better, and that's okay. It's important for us as government folks to understand we won't get it perfect the first time, and that's fine. Just learn from and keep changing, and the public is with us. It was wonderful.
The Quadrennial Homeland Security Review was delivered to DHS and President Obama earlier this year. At George Washington University in downtown D.C., I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.